This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the April-May issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have reviews in one of audio's most popular areas, mystery and suspense. We have reviews of such titles as Earphones winners Rather Be the Devil by Ian Rankin, read by James McPherson, The Girl Before by J.P. Delaney, read by Amelia Fox, Finty Williams, and Lisa Asgard Knudsen, and the latest from Jonathan Kellerman, Heartbreak Hotel, Alex Delaware, Book 32, read by John Rubinstein. Let's get right to it. Our first review is an Earphones winner, and as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews display a QR code, which, when you scan it with your smartphone, will deliver a sound sample of the book. If you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear sound samples of most of our titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code. Our first review today is The Beautiful Dead. It's by Belinda Bauer, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Andrew Wincott. This thriller brings together two outstanding British talents, award-winning crime writer Belinda Bauer and narrator Andrew Wincott. The combination is deeply satisfying. Ambitious crime reporter Eve Singer catches the attention of a moodily brilliant psychopath, and there begins a wrenching cat-and-mouse pursuit with death lurking in the shadows. Skillfully written as it is, the audiobook is enhanced by Wincott's measured, profound, even silkily compelling narration, which casts a controlled mood over the story of secret thoughts and hidden emotions from both the deeply conflicted pursued and highly manipulative pursuer. And then the tables turn. Donald R. Wismer wrote that review of The Beautiful Dead. It's written by Belinda Bauer, an Earphones winner, read by Andrew Wincott. It's available from Dreamscape for 10.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is The Girl Before. It's by J.P. Delaney. It's read by Amelia Fox, Finty Williams, Lisa Agard, and Agard Knudsen, and it's an Earphones winner. J.P. Delaney's intricate psychological thriller immediately entangles us, and the gifted narrators keep us spellbound. One Folgate Street, a minimalist architectural wonder, is available to the tenant who willingly goes through a rigorous application process and agrees to live by a demanding set of rules. Edward Monkford, the inscrutable world-famous designer, has created a technologically advanced smart house that monitors everything via sensors and cameras. Beginning each chapter, a male voice delivers Monkford's outrageous application questions, while in alternating chapters we hear the stories of two damaged women who fall for Monkford's mystique. Finty Williams is vital and convincing, delineating Emma's unreliable persona, and Amelia Fox offers a sympathetic, intelligent Jane as she uncovers what really happened to the girl before. Absolutely riveting. That review by yours truly, Sandy Henschel, is of The Girl Before. It's written by J.P. Delaney, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Amelia Fox, Finty Williams, Lise Agard Knudsen. It's available from Random House Audio for 10 hours of unabridged listening, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next in Mystery and Suspense, we have Night and Day, Eve Duncan, Book 21, by Iris Johansson. It's an Earphones winner, read by Elizabeth Rogers. Narrator Elizabeth Rogers jumps right into this thriller, which features Eve Duncan, her friend Joe Quinn, and the rest of her crew. Once again, they face down sociopath Natalie Castino, the twisted woman who kidnapped her own daughter, Kara, taking the 11-year-old deep into Moscow to hand over to her vicious father, a member of the Russian mafia. Rogers deftly delivers the plot's ebb and flow of tension. She also captures the mystical element in the story as Eve searches for the lost treasure of Loch Gelgar, Scotland, which Natalie covets. There is nothing soft about Rogers' performance as she depicts the sharp edges of psychopaths, ghosts, and trained killers. Listeners who start here will want to go back and hear the rest of Eve's adventures. Miriam B. Kahn wrote that review of Night and Day, Eve Duncan, Book 21 by Iris Johansson. It's an Earphones winner read by Elizabeth Rogers, and it's available from Recorded Books for 12 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review today in Mystery and Suspense is Heartbreak Hotel, Alex Delaware, Book 32. It's written by Jonathan Kellerman, and it's an Earphones winner read by John Rubenstein. Narrator John Rubenstein has portrayed child psychologist Alex Delaware, LAPD homicide detective Milo Sturgis, and Alex's live-in girlfriend Robin Castagna for many years. This new police procedural is really historical research on the murder victim, nearly 100-year-old Thalia Mars. Rubenstein delivers this excellent descriptions of the luxurious Aventura Hotel, various bars and apartments, as if he's actually there. Funny, sounding almost lighthearted at times, Rubenstein also provides appropriate variations in pace and tone. The intricate plot is filled with twists and turns and includes a final surprise at the end. Rubenstein seems to enjoy narrating this engaging mystery populated with old-time gangsters, a femme fatale, a long-ago jewel heist, and hidden treasure. Listeners will be delighted with the story and with Rubenstein's presentation. Susan C. Awe wrote that review of Heartbreak Hotel, Alex Delaware, Book 32, by Jonathan Kellerman. It's an Earphones winner read by John Rubenstein, available from Random House Audio for 13 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. We have a little quote here from John Rubenstein about narrating Jonathan Kellerman's Alex Delaware series. Jonathan Kellerman's narrator-protagonist Alex Delaware and I have sort of grown up together. Miraculously, he never ages. Since 1985, I have been fortunate enough to record all 32 of the Delaware books for audio. Heartbreak Hotel once again has Alex and his old friend Detective Milo Sturgis delving into the heart of Los Angeles, this time the movie industry and its dark underside. An old relic of a once luxurious hotel, its foragers, freaks, and phantoms, and the twisted minds and machinations of those who put little value on human life. What a treat to get lost in this deep and dangerous world once again. That was a short quote from John Rubenstein, the narrator of 32 of the Alex Delaware books written by Jonathan Kellerman. Okay, back to our reviews in Mystery and Suspense, and the next review is A Siege of Bitterns. It's written by Steve Burrows, and it's an Earphones winner read by David Thorpe. Narrator David Thorpe deftly conveys the stunning beauty of Salt Marsh, Norfolk, an ever-present character in this first murder mystery. Canadian DCI Dominic Jejun is renowned for his skill at ferreting out even the most elusive criminal. Thorpe portrays him perfectly. Uncommunicative and secretive, he'd rather be birding than investigating. So it's intriguing to hear the change in Jejun, who is energized when ecologist and bird lover Cameron Bray is found hanging from a tree. Nonetheless, Jejun's partner, warm and talkative Danny Make, is Thorpe's best creation. After many suspects, it's a relief to hear the surprising perpetrator apprehended. Listeners will be shocked to hear how fanatical, enough to kill, birders can be regarding the species they've seen, verified, and put on their competitive lists. Susan G. Baird wrote that review of A Siege of Bitterns. It's written by Steve Burrows and Earphones winner read by David Thorpe. It's available from Isis Audiobook for 11.75 hours of unabridged listening. And this is just a reminder that you are listening to the April-May issue of Audiophile Magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. And it helps. Okay, in mystery and suspense now, our next review is Rather Be the Devil by Ian Rankin. It's an Earphones winner read by James McPherson. For many longtime fans of Rankin's series, James McPherson is the voice of Inspector John Rebus, and with good reason. At book 21 in the series, McPherson perfectly blends Rebus's tough guy exterior and insecure interior, exposing the complex layers of Rankin's much-loved character. McPherson's delivery of Rankin's signature wit tickles the funny bone, making listeners laugh despite a dark plot that has Rebus investigating a cold case with the help of friends Siobhan Clark and Malcolm Fox. McPherson has plenty of practice perfecting Rebus, and his performance of the supporting characters, especially the antagonists, is superb. With atmospheric pacing and authentic emotion, McPherson makes this audiobook an engrossing listen for old and new fans alike. Jen Forbus wrote that review of Rather Be the Devil by Ian Rankin. It's an Earphones winner, read by James McPherson, and it's available from Hachette Audio for 11 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in Mystery and Suspense is Subject 375, The Project Trilogy, Book 1 by Nikki Owen. It's an Earphones winner, read by January Lavoie. Narrator January Lavoie adds to the intense atmosphere of this psychological thriller. As Maria tries to adjust to the noise and distractions and general sensory overload of prison after her conviction for murder, Lavoie makes her fears palpable. Relying on pace and tone, Lavoie captures Maria's growing anxiety at the disruption of her former routine and her forced confrontation with a murder she doesn't recall. It's obvious that Maria has Asperger's syndrome, and Lavoie capitalizes on her behavior. Her dispassionate recitation of facts, stilted interactions with other characters, and increasing apprehension. Overall, Lavoie's depiction of Maria as a sympathetic and intriguing character heightens the tension of the conspiracy that is revealed through the story's twists and turns. Joyce E. McCarthy wrote that review of Subject 375, The Project Trilogy, Book 1 by Nikki Owen. It's an Earphones winner read by January Lavoie, and it's available from Blackstone Audio for 10.75 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in Mystery and Suspense is Her Nightly Embrace, Ravi P.I., Book 1, by Adi Tentamed, read by Sandeel Ramamurti. Sandile Ramamurthy's expertly narrates the first audiobook in the author's humorous trilogy about a former teacher turned private investigator with a special skill. He sees gods. Ravi Chandra Singh works for Golden Sentinels, a prestigious London PI agency, discreetly handling cases for the rich and famous. Ramamurthy nails Ravi's idiosyncratic colleagues and family members, adding to their likability. His range of dialects and attitudes contributes to an authentic atmosphere, gods and all, while bringing out the humor and intelligence of Tantimed's work. This is an engaging story performed by a charismatic artist who epitomizes great audiobook entertainment. Jennifer Forbes wrote that review of Her Nightly Embrace, Ravi P.I. Book 1 by Adi Tantimed, and it's an earphones winner read by Sandile Ramamurthy. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 7.5 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review in Mystery and Suspense is Conclave by Robert Harris. It's an earphones winner read by Roy McMillan. Intrigue reigns at the Vatican as the world's cardinals gather to elect a new pope. Narrator Roy McMillan takes full advantage of the opportunity to display his range. While not strictly miraculous, his transformation of Cardinal Lomelli, the protagonist, from dispirited to spirit-filled, is most certainly charismatic. As Dean of the College of Cardinals, Lomelli must preside over the conclave with all its politics. Through each crisis managed and decision made, McMillan turns Lomelli into a man with a calling. But what makes McMillan's performance exemplary is that while navigating Lomelli's transformation, he also undertakes those of a host of cardinals, including hardliner Italian Tedesco, savvy Canadian Tremblay, dynamic Nigerian Adeyemi, and gentle Filipino Benitez. McMillan's performance is a triumph, as is the book itself. That review was written by Catherine Weiss. It is of Conclave by Robert Harris. It's an earphones winner read by Roy McMillan, available from Random House Audio for 8 hours unabridged. Continuing in Mystery and Suspense now, we have The Dry by Jane Harper. It's an earphones winner read by Stephen Shanahan. Debut author Jane Harper's fine prose and narrator Stephen Shanahan's expert delivery combine for a transcendent Australian noir experience. Against the backdrop of a devastating 2-year drought, federal agent Aaron Falk returns to his hometown for the funeral of his childhood friend Luke Hadler. Luke has apparently killed his family and then himself. But Falk's own investigation starts to unravel the murder-suicide theory. From the opening sentence of this compelling mystery, Shanahan's accent and speech patterns immerse listeners in the Australian countryside. He also consistently sprinkles in little touches, a stifled yawn, a burp after a swig of beer, a nasally voice for a man with a broken nose. And those breathe vivid life into the story and characters. Andy T. Northrup wrote that review of The Dry. It's by Jane Harper, an earphones winner read by Stephen Shanahan, available from Macmillan Audio for 9.75 hours of unabridged listening. And the magazine does carry a QR code. Next, we have Smoke and Mirrors, Stevens and Mephisto, Book 2, by Ellie Griffiths. It's an earphones winner read by James Langton. Narrator James Langton finds unique voices and accents for the many characters in this story of two children murdered in Brighton, England in 1951. The children are uniquely portrayed. Annie is clever and writes dark stories inspired by fairy tales with her best friend, Mark. Langton successfully differentiates the voices of the principal characters, Max Mephisto, a great magician, and Edgar Stevens, the detective in charge of the case. Without resorting to caricature, Langton does a wonderful job with minor characters as well, creating easily identifiable voices and edgy tones that capture the fear of the townsfolk as events escalate. Overall, Langton reads this suspenseful story with a touch of humor and plenty of sincerity. Susan C. Awe wrote that review of Smoke and Mirrors, Stevens and Mephisto, Book 2 by Ellie Griffiths. It's an Earphones winner, read by James Langton, and it's available from Blackstone Audio for 7.5 hours, unabridged. Continuing now, we have Her Every Fear by Peter Swanson. It's read by Eva Kaminsky. Like all good psychological thrillers, this one keeps listeners on edge. Portraying multiple viewpoints, narrator Eva Kaminsky does a great job transitioning between very different yet interconnected characters. Kate Priddy has just moved to Boston after house swapping with a distant cousin she has never actually met. Kate has spent nearly her whole life struggling with anxiety and panic caused by both real and imagined tragedy. Just after her arrival, the woman next door is found dead under suspicious circumstances. Swanson's story is compelling. Kaminsky brings it all to life, the fear and panic and the tenuous nature of trusting ourselves and others. Kate S. McDonald wrote that review of Her Every Fear by Peter Swanson. It's read by Eva Kaminsky, and it's available from Harper Audio for 11 hours, unabridged. Next, we have Behind Her Eyes. Sarah Pinborough wrote it, and it's read by a talented cast of narrators. The four narrators tell the story of Louise, a divorced mom and part-time secretary who finally connects with someone who turns out to be her new married boss. This twist is just the first of many surprise revelations, one after another. The narrators use consistent pacing and build on the puzzling questions and tense atmosphere surrounding the marriage of Louise's boss, David, and his wife, Adele. All four narrators smoothly transition between the complex characters and the dark side of this contemporary love triangle. As Louise's sense of disorientation and dread build, listeners will be hooked on both plot and performance. Susan C. Awe wrote that review of Behind Her Eyes. It's written by Sarah Pinborough, read by four talented narrators, and it's available from Macmillan Audio for 11.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is Turbo 23, Stephanie Plum, Book 23 by Janet Ivanovich, read by Lorelei King. Some fans of the Stephanie Plum series may feel the formula is wearing a bit thin, but Lorelei King's narration gives the quirky characters enough zing to keep the premise fresh. As usual, Stephanie bumbles through her days as a New Jersey bounty hunter, but the serene voice King provides her seems to reveal confidence beneath the mayhem. When King purrs, "Baby," you can envision Ranger's black T-shirted stretched across his biceps. And when she insists on cluck in the bucket, you can picture her outrageously manicured nails, by Lula, digging into her favorite snack. When Stephanie and Lula are startled by a chocolate-covered dead body rolling out the back of an 18-wheeler, they dig into the shady goings-on and the chocolate bars at a local ice cream manufacturer. Nancy M. Campbell wrote that review of Turbo 23, Stephanie Plum, Book 23 by Janet Ivanovich. It's read by Lorelei King, and it's available from Random House Audio for 6.25 hours unabridged. Finally today, we have No Man's Land, John Puller, Book 4 by David Baldacci. It's read by Keefe Brewer and Orla Cassidy. Baldacci's fans won't be disappointed with this thriller's layers of intrigue. Narrators Keefe Brewer and Orla Cassidy provide excellent dialogue and action that move the story at a rapid pace. John Puller investigates his mother's disappearance 30 years ago because his father, once a high-ranking officer, is suddenly accused of murdering her. In spite of orders to drop the investigation, John pursues the case and is warned to trust no one, not even his brother. When beautiful intelligence operator Veronica Knox appears to help him, he's suspicious. The two narrators create realistic dialogue, and Cassidy's feminine voice contrasts well with Brewer's. While Brewer's vocal scratchiness can be a bit distracting, his excellent pacing keeps the listener engaged. Lee M. Arley wrote that review of No Man's Land, John Puller, Book 4 by David Baldacci. It's read by Keefe Brewer and Orla Cassidy, and it's available from Hachette Audio for 11.5 hours unabridged. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll have an assortment of reviews from the April-May issue that didn't get read during our earlier programs. We have reviews in literary fiction, mystery and suspense, and contemporary culture. You'll hear reviews of My Not-So-Perfect Life by Sophie Kinsella, read by Fiona Hardingham, and Fatal by John Lesquoir, read by Jacques Roy. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.